Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Christmas. 1986 was the best Christmas that ever there was. It was, wasn't it, mate?
1986 is more like it.
When 1986,
I was a 15-year-old lad.
Oh, just discovering your body. Yeah.
You're 12, coming on 13.
Touch me, I want to feel my body. Your mum's finding socks under the bed.
What do you want for Christmas, love?
Can I have the December edition of Mayfair?
A tube and half a pound of liver.
It's pig's liver. It's softer.
Right. So, I mean, my weather's a lot less than your weather on the last episode. Ways to contact the show. It's Christmaspodcast at gmail.com. X, it's Christmaspod. We're on Instagram. We're on something else. It was a Thursday again.
Thursday's a boss.
Thursday's our boss.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Did it snow? Cracking through this. Did it snow on Michael Fish there in the corner? Did it snow on Christmas Day, 1986? It did not. Bah humbug, is what I say.
No snow.
I would have been there with my mullet and my farrer pants with no snow. And my white socks on, because you always had to wear white socks in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, 15, talking about clothes, your farrer pants. I think I've told this story before. I think for my birthday, I went to the Army Navy stores and bought myself a German Parka for my birthday money.
Why?
Because you just had to, it was like a mod thing. So you used to get a German Parka, but you used to have to go through the racks and racks and racks looking for the ones where there was a bullet hole. Because that meant that the fella was killed, innit? Wasn't obviously someone in the warehouse just stuck a fucking screwdriver through it.
Way.
Yeah, so I got my German Park when I was 15, walking around Bromborough thinking I was boss. It turned into a sleeping bag.
A blanket for the dog.
That's where it ended up. Right. Up with the weather.
So I've done the weather, it didn't snow. The news. So I've got three big headlines for the 86. It was the ferry disaster in Zeebrugge. On the 6th of December, the Herald of Free Enterprise, which everybody remembers that name, a British ferry capsized shortly after leaving the Belgian port of Zeebrugge. The tragedy resulted in the loss of 193 lives. Basically, the fella whose job it was to shut the ramp at the back forgot to shut the ramp at the back.
Yeah.
And the water got in and the boat capsized and 193 people died. And I think they didn't do Ferry Across the Mersey as the charity single. They did Life Goes On Day After Day. Did they do that? No, that's Ferry Across the Mersey. Did they do Let It Be? Paul McCartney was on it. They did something. It was a big charity single. It was all like Scousers.
Oh, I can't remember. Just trying to find it.
I'm sure Ollie Johnson's on the charity single.
Ollie Johnson on every charity single then?
Yeah.
Let It Be, 87. Let It Be.
Yeah. I'm sure McCartney's on it. Yeah, Ferry Aid, yeah. Everything had aid at the end, didn't it? Back then in the 80s.
Yeah.
Cherry.
You've got...
Another cheery event happened in December 86, the Lockerbie bombing. We all remember that.
Joy.
Yeah. on December the 21st, 1986, Pan Am Flight 103, a transatlantic flight from London to New York, was destroyed by a bomb over the town of Lockerbie, Scotland. All another massive loss of life, all 259 people on board and 11 people on the ground were killed. So that, again, that is burnt into our retinas, isn't it? Into our memories, like we remember that, because just another massive event.
I remember passing it. I remember, like, it wouldn't have been much, probably a year later, not even a year later. We were going up to Scotland because we, like, half my family's Scottish. And I remember driving past Lockerbie and you could see the aftermath, you know, the destruction been left behind.
Oh, wow. We go, like, we when we go to Scotland, you do drive on the motorway past Lockerbie. We don't take any of the local roads, like, but
I think my dad took a little detour to go to get a bit closer.
There's a big wood factory, and that's the breaking point for Lockerbie train station if you're a train driver, because there's nothing around it. It's there's no natural light or anything around the Lockerbie area. It's just beautiful, stunning, and you're driving your train 125 mile an hour in thick fog, and you're like, "Where's the station?" And then this wood yard springs up, which is lit, and you go, "Oh, thank Jehovah!" And off you go. Right, so the Westland affair. Now again, I sort of remember this, but not really, because no one died, I don't think. In December 86, political scandal erupted in the UK over the future of the Westland Helicopter Company. The controversy led to the resignation of the Defence Secretary, Michael Heseltine, and ultimately contributed to the downfall of Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
That's good.
Well, she took 4 years to bow out the little rat. In that time, she brought out the fucking poll tax and framed the whole city for the fucking Hillsborough disaster. She should dig her up in fucking anger. Whoa. Where'd that come from? Right. So, on to the movies. Now, I did the top 11, and I did the top 11 because number 11 is a highly controversial film in modern Disney fandom.
Yeah.
Because everyone is desperate to see it, but Disney will not release it from the vault. It's the ride that it's based on is being shut down in both coasts and is getting rethemed now because it's not politically correct anymore. And that film is Song of the South. And that was the 11th biggest film of, I think it's of December, because these figures are low. Or it might be 9 million box office.
What's the ride based on? What's the ride?
Splash Mountain.
Oh, is it? Is that based on Song of the South?
Yeah, Zippity Doodah. If you can watch Song of the South, it's in bits on YouTube, basically. But it's Uncle Remus. He's a black slave, basically, on the plantations, the cotton and all that. And I think he writes a book, and it's got all these little characters, and they're all creatures, and all the creatures come alive. So all these cartoon creatures are in the film. It won an Oscar and everything, this film.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, I think, if you go back, it's a horrible history, like, because he didn't get the plaudits because he was black. I don't think he was allowed to go to the ceremony. All these things like that, amazing. But yeah, so you'll never see that film again. You know, Dumbo's racist. If you watch Dumbo, it's got a big warning at the start saying these are not the political views, blah 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 blah, this is of its time, blah 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 blah. They should release Song of the South with all that on the front of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether I agree with the censorship, because it's history. You can't just delete history because it was wrong.
But this comes up time and time again on this podcast, specifically this podcast, because we you know, we've had the black and white minstrel show and everything, but
yeah.
And I was, you know, and he, well, I think it's a bit different when you're talking about Gary Glitter, do you want to be in my gang, or Rolf Harris, Two Little Boys. Do you know what I mean? Because they're still nice songs and all that, but you want to be putting money in their pockets type of thing. But stuff like this should be
educate
people.
You can't just delete it.
No, do a documentary all about it and put that out alongside the film, that type of stuff. But anyway, number 10 was Top Gun, 10 million.
Classic.
I've never seen it. Number 9, The Colour of Money.
Classic.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Why?
What's it about?
In fact, that was one of them. Fast Eddie, Paul Newman.
Oh, God.
Yeah, hold on, let me think. So it was one of Paul Newman's first films, and then this is the remake. Not a remake, this is a follow-on of Tom Cruise. It's also a Tom Cruise film where he's a pool player and he plays Fast Eddie.
We talked about this in one of the other episodes because I was listening back to our old shows the other day.
Yeah, so
that's weird.
So Fast Eddie, Paul Newman was a hustler. The Hustler, that was what it was called.
Wow.
The original was called The Hustler.
Synergy, it all comes back. Number eight is The Little Shop of Horrors.
Classic.
I have seen it. I haven't seen it for a very long time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it stood up to the test of time. I know the people who are fans of it are fans of it.
Yeah.
Lady and the Tramp, an 86 re-release. So this is Disney bringing all their classic movies out of the vault, which is what they used to do to generate money when they needed sort of a cash injection. They haven't got that anymore because everything's on Disney Plus now. So, and no one's got Disney Plus. An American Tale, that is Spielberg, 22 million. Three Amigos, I went to Pictures with Stuart Holland to see this.
Class.
One of the funniest jokes ever in my life is an aeroplane flies over, and I can't remember who says it, but he says, "That's a male plane." And he says, "How do you know?" And he says, "Because it's got two little balls."
Okay.
Yeah, it just makes me laugh, that.
Well, you were 15 at the time. Oh, no, you were 13 at the time.
Yeah, and I mean, that film's been remade so many times, hasn't it? Galaxy Quest, same film.
Yeah.
You know, that type of stuff. But Crocodile Dundee, again, classic that we've all seen, but when was the last time you seen it?
Yeah, I can't think it'll stand up to time, that movie.
And everyone just goes,
"That's not a knife."
Yeah, exactly. and if you see him now, oh my God.
Oh, he's like fucking leather, isn't he?
He's like a piece of leather, yeah.
Yeah.
Boss. Heartbreak Ridge. Again, right. Heartbreak this is a Ridge. Vietnam film.
Isn't that
isn't
Clint Eastwood? Or is it?
No, is it Charlie Sheen?
Let's have a little look. Oh, Heartbreak Ridge.
No, yeah. We would have got this out of the video shop at some point, and that's the only time I've ever seen it. I think it's got a picture, or is that Platoon? Getting confused with Platoon, where he looks like he's getting gunned down in the rain. Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak Ridge. Clint Eastwood, I win.
There you go. You fucking boss, you. Just looking at you with in awe. Loving my eyes.
Produced and directed by Clint Eastwood, who also starred in the film.
No way. But it is a Vietnam film, isn't it?
Yeah, looks like he's the commander, he's the trainer of them.
Yeah. Makes me want to watch it because I love Vietnam as a piece of history. Golden Child was number 2, 43 million. Eddie Murphy, never seen it. And I never will.
I think my memory serves me right. It was Mum's choice to go to the video shop and pick the movie. And this was her choice. And I think we got it 20 minutes in and took it back, swapped it for a different one.
Is this the film where there's a can of Coke that dances, a can of Coke, a dancing can of Coke?
I don't know whether we got that far into it.
Yeah, I don't know myself. And then the number one film, 54 million, at the height of their powers, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Nope.
I love
Star
Trek. Made it clear
on here many times, just Star Trek just doesn't do it.
Oh, mate.
This doesn't do it. I've not seen a single movie, and I've probably seen 10 episodes of Star Trek. Oh, sorry.
I love it. I love Star Trek, because Star Trek could be our future. Star Wars is a galaxy far, far away a long time ago. So if you think about it, Star Wars played out a million years ago in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago. But Star Trek is in our future. It literally could happen in 200 years, Star Trek. Because it's all based on science. So that's why I like it. Anyway, top 10 Christmas albums I'll do first. I'll save the singles for the crescendo of the episode, the ejaculation, if you will. Number 10, now the Christmas album, shouldn't be allowed in the charts. That this would have had Gary Glitter in it. And a rock and roll at Christmas, a Christmas rock and roll. Revenge by the Eurythmics, number 9. I would like to listen to that. I love finding these little weird 80s albums. It's not a weird 80s album, but no one ever says, oh yeah, Revenge by the Eurythmics. I always listen to that.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Live Magic, Queen. I'm guessing that's a live album.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, that'll be banging. Silk and Steel by Five Star.
Oh, yes.
The poor man's...
the British Jackson 5.
Yeah, 20 years after the fucking scene. Every Breath You Take, the singles, The Police, Boss album. It's been out in various forms over the years, hasn't it? The singles are all solid. I don't know if I've ever would ever listen to a Police album. I don't think they had that many. Maybe three, maybe two. I don't know. So that's at number 6. At number 5, True Blue by Madonna.
Yeah. She was fit in her day. Madonna, proper fit.
Yeah. And like that song, True Blue, yeah. We all know that, but has that album stood the test of time? Is there many other songs on it? I don't know. I don't want to look in case it's shit.
Okay, don't then. Number 4.
Number 4, Hits 5. So that's like the now, wasn't it? The alternative to now.
Yeah, yeah.
Number 3, we were literally talking about it last night. Graceland by Paul Simon.
Yeah, I don't know why I like this album. I do know why, because it's a Boss album. But I'm contemplating, we were talking to last night, and I'm contemplating getting a turntable.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the first LPs I want to get is Graceland, because that was one of the first albums I bought.
Well, my story about Graceland is, and I didn't have the album, but you had You Can Call Me Al off it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other one, big one, was Diamonds Off the Soles of the Shoes.
Yeah.
And I got we should talk about this in the toys. It must have been Christmas 86. I got an alarm clock with a tape player and recorder built into it.
Yeah.
So I was able to record. Well, no, I was able to listen to the radio at late night, James Whale on Red Rose Radio.
Oh, I loved fucking James Whale, yeah.
Before he became a right-wing fascist on talk radio. But one of the first songs I remember taping was Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes, and it was it was late night, and that song comes on. That's just amazing. But anyway, I digress. The Whole Story, Kate Bush, was number 2.
Classic.
Never heard it.
Been listening to a lot of Kate Bush over the past few weeks.
That's pricked my attention. I might give it a
go. She's got so many so many singles that you've probably forgotten about, but they're all class.
Yeah.
No. Get it on that Alexa, lad.
Siri, where's Siri, mate? Fuck Alexa. It's a cunt. Number one, Now That's What I Call Music, 8.
Yeah. Number one, because it's an easy Christmas present, no doubt.
Yep. So, on to the singles. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Me and you have got history with this song. Dancing Around the Farmhouse Tavern. Gregory Abbott, Shake You Down. His debut single.
And I think his last single, I've never heard of.
Alison Moyet, This Is Love.
Yeah.
Is This Love Even? You love Alison Moyet.
I love Alison Moyet.
Oh, ho! Cry Wolf. I remember that song. I used to like Cry Wolf. Orange Juice Jones, The Rain. The rain brought Orange Juice Jones down with it last week, but for this week, he stays firm for a second week just outside the top five. Nope.
I recognise his name. I think he was more a collaborator than more famous for his own songs.
Weird. Number five, Sometimes by Erasure.
Ooh, Sometimes. Classic.
Classic. Open Your Heart by Madonna.
Yeah, this was a video.
Was it?
This was on... Used to look forward to this coming into MTV, the video.
Why?
Open Your Heart. This is the one where she's like a peep show.
Oh.
The doors keep opening on a window and she's there dancing, scantily clad, with a lad watching.
Oh, darn it. Final Countdown by Europe, Karaoke Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Number two, The House Martins, classic song. Now, this was nearly Christmas. I thought this was Christmas number one, but it wasn't because I looked it up. Caravan of Love. Oh, yeah. After just 1 week, The House Martins are toppled and leave the top spot. Their biggest hit to date, which drops back a place to make way for someone else.
Every woman, every man, join a caravan of love.
I just choked on my own spit then. Number one was Jackie Wilson, Repetite. And that someone is the late Jackie Wilson, who goes up one place to claim this year's Christmas number one and also the highest peak this song has attained here in the UK since it was first released back in 57. Can he keep it for this new year, or will he get toppled?
This must have been on an advert or something. Why has this gone to number one? I remember the video was a plasticine, just all plasticine, wasn't it?
Yeah. But I don't know, mate. I don't know. But listening to the 2010 episode of this, maybe. I can't remember. But you were talking, whatever that number one was, the longest time of a gap between the song being released and being number one. I think it was Wham, maybe last Christmas. It was like 36 years. So this, like 57 to 86, it's 29 years, which it is, isn't it? 67, 70, yeah, 29 years. This was which the 50s and the 80s just seem like an eternity, but it's only weird. Breaks my heart, all that.
Heartbreaking.
Right, so Christmas TV. I always go Christmas Eve. So 11:05, Kiefer Norville's Christmas Circus. So even now, well, in 86, circuses are still a thing.
I ate that duck.
Junior Kickstart, 11:55.
I used to love Kickstart.
Yeah, samesies. It was on every morning in the summer holidays and every morning.
Once a motorbike.
12:20, A Song for Christmas. Last of the three programmes, Elaine Page is the star guest in the climax of this year's Children's Christmas Carol. Take out that.
Who's it presented by?
Talking about
Children's Climax.
Philip Schofield. Fucking hell, you couldn't script it. 1 o'clock, Martin Lewis, the news with John Ketley.
Was a weatherman.
In Neighbours, Jim is furious with Nick and Des gets a disappointment at work. There's no toilet paper. Those were the shit. Little Misses. There's always a nonce in the 80s. 2 o'clock, Rolf Harris's cartoon time. He draws a great big cock and then says, can you tell what it is yet? 2:55, The Wizard of Oz, 1939.
Classic!
It is a classic. 4:20, The Box of Delights. Last of three episodes, Fire and Flood. The power and magic of the box allows Kay to travel back in time. But he who dares must go face terrible dangers. You asked for nonsense, you got nonsense. 5:20, Jim will fix it. Dear Jim, please can I collect the Trafalgar Square Christmas tree? Why would you ask that? Run a baby clinic, not with you, Jim. Find Aladdin's lamp in Jim's pants.
Rub this.
Be a Christmas parcel. What? Jimmy Savile makes these and other dreams come true in this special Christmas edition. 6:20, Mr. Mum film, starring Michael Keaton and Terry Garr. Never heard of it. 7:50, child watch update. Some children have gone missing from the BBC studios. Esther Hansen presents an update on child watch.
Guest the presenter, Rolf Harris.
The programme which examined cruelty to children and launched Childline last year. I bet you fucking Rolf and Jim and Phil were like that, giving it to
him. Yeah. Sweating.
8 o'clock, The Two Ronnies, starring Ronnie Barker, Ronnie Corbett, a special Christmas programme of sketches, jokes and songs, special guests, Elaine Page and Patrick Troughton. 9:20, Dallas, proof positive. Not even the oil baron's ball can bring peace and goodwill to Dallas. I don't know what it says, it cuts off now. 10:10, we are Wogan with Larry Hagman and Linda Gray. 10:45, Christmas Eve with Val Dean. Val, at home in the studio, prepares for a traditional Christmas with music and fun to start the holiday in a relaxing mood with his guests, including snooker star Steve Davis. Dennis Taylor. He was boring him. And Scott's percussion virtuoso, Evelyn Glennie.
Val Dunicum was boss. He was like your favourite uncle. Those were a big chunky jumper.
11:30, the first mass of Christmas from Clifton Cathedral by Bristol. Christmas Day, 8:45, BBC, Roland Rat, the series Christmas special. Yes, Rat fans, it's time to put your party hats and boogie on down to the Rat Cave where Kevin the Gerbil, Errol the Hamster, Fergie the Ferret and all the gangs celebrate in style. 9:25, this is the day unto us a child is born, linking together the viewing community. Linda Mary Evans joins patients and staff at Ward 76 at the Bristol Maternity Hospital. 10 o'clock film, The Pure Hell of St. Trinian's, 1960. Strange film to have on Christmas Day. 11:30, The Christmas Morning with Noel on the top of the tower. He presents a live outside broadcast, families and friends throughout the UK. Oh, 1 to 25, every second counts with Paul Daniels. I remember it was a game show, but I can't remember the concept.
No, can't.
Didn't you have to stop the clock or something? You had to answer questions and stop the clock?
Must have been, yeah. Must have been
something like that.
To do with time, yeah.
2 o'clock, Top of the Pops. In this special, how many nonsense? Simon Bates, Gary Davis, Janice Long, Peter Powell present the most popular hits of 86. What we can say is there was no nonsense.
Mm.
Also appearing, the Pet Shop Boys, Billy Ocean, Doctor and the Medics, Chris de Bay, Boris Gardner, and featuring the year's number one on video, because he's dead. 3 o'clock, the Queen. 3:10, Annie the Musical, 1981. Never seen it. Never fucking will. News, Jan Leeming and John Ketley. 5:25, Russ Abbott Christmas Show, classic. Guest star, Les Dennis and Bella Enberg, Maggie Moon, Tom Bright, Susie Aitkenson and Gordon Kennedy. Oh, mate. I wonder if Dustin G was dead by then. Because he says Les Dennis, doesn't he?
Les Dennis and Dustin G.
Yeah. Oh, babies. 6 o'clock, Just Good Friends. 6:35, EastEnders Part 1. Nothing Can Go Wrong, Den. I want this to be the best Christmas we've ever had at the Vic. Is this the year?
Is this the one?
It might be. 7:05, only Fools and Horses, starring David Jason and Nicholas Lindes and Buster Merrifield. In this special edition for Christmas, Del's plan to upset is upset by the upper set. Oh, nice one. Doesn't matter. Miss Marple at 8:25. The murder at the vicarage. Anyway. Oh, 10 o'clock, EastEnders Part 2. 10 o'clock? There might be an effing and jeffing. Ooh. They should bring back hanging for people like Den Watts. What's he done? Wanked onto a webcam.
Is this the divorce one then?
I don't, it might be. Dirty Den. 10:40, Educating Rita.
I bet you've never seen this, have you?
Never seen it. I know it's based in Liverpool, innit? Or they're all Liverpool actors, or some of them are. I can't remember. ITV Christmas Eve. I'll just bang through this because ITV's always shit. 1:30 p.m. Disney at Christmas film. Rob, Roy, and the Highland Rogue, 1953, a Disney film. 3 o'clock, Disney, The Night Before Christmas. I think I remember rightly, wasn't ITV pro Disney a lot?
Yeah, it was it was full of Disney.
6:35, Crossroads. 7 o'clock, This Is Your Life.
I just wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, but they're all bell ends now. This vlogger, This Is Your Life, fuck off. 7:30, Coronation Street. 8 o'clock, Jim Davison in Germany special. 9 o'clock, Hitchcock's The Trouble with Harry. Yeah, never heard of it. 11 o'clock, Freshfields special. Used to love Freshfields. That's a bit late though, innit?
It was, because it was pretty middle of the road, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a George and Mildred thing.
11:45, Christmas Eve service of communion from St. Cuthbert's Church of Scotland, Princes Street, Edinburgh. And then the film, 12:30, The Big Sleep, 1978. Nope.
Nada.
Christmas Day, 9:25, Disney at Christmas, Father Noah's Ark. What? Film. Why are you having that on Christmas? Surely it's a Jesus Disney film. Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day, 1968.
Oh,
10 o'clock.
Boy.
Oh, honey. 10 o'clock, the Christmas morning service, family mass from the Church of St. Francis of Assisi, Pottery Lane, London. Why have you said that?
I want to watch this next one.
He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special. Wow.
I bet Prince Adam gets the Christmas tree set up.
I bet he gets the birthday gift he's always wanted off his sister. 10:40, Disney. 11:40, Disney at Christmas film, Swiss Family Robinson. We watched that a few years ago, 1959. 2 o'clock, Ark Royal, The Rock Show, with Paul Young, Alison Moyet, Bob Geldof, Cyndi Lauper, The Pretenders, and Go West. It's hardly a rock show, is it? 3 o'clock, The Queen. 3:10, racist film, Dumbo. 4:20, Strike It Lucky, Michael Barrymore. All disgrace, these people. 5 o'clock, Cinderella. Pantomime starring Danny LaRue, Roy Kinnear, Cheryl Baker, Jiminy Cricket, Michael Howe, Brian Murphy, and Roy Hood.
Roy Hood.
What was he, Roy Hood?
I don't know.
No, I don't. Film Never Say Never Again, 1983, premiere, Sean Connery.
You've Boss. Never seen it.
I have, just can't remember it. It's all the same. 9 o'clock, A Duty Free Christmas. Duty Free.
Never liked it.
Agatha Christie, 10:10, Dead Man's Folly, 1986, premiere. 12 o'clock, Silent Night, with Jose Caracas. Night. Toys.
You mean Jose Carreras?
What did I say?
Caracas.
Caracas. Toys, the Transformers, they were out. They were doing Boss. Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. That was a cassette tape in his belly, wasn't it?
Yeah, an animatronic teddy bear that could read stories from cassette tapes. It became a sensation in 86 and was one of the best-selling toys of the year. Number three, the Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES. Although not a traditional toy, the NES revolutionized the gaming industry and become a must-have. It wasn't even on our radar in our house.
No.
It introduced popular games like Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda. Popples. Popples were plush toys that could be turned inside out to transform into a ball. They gained popularity in 86 thanks to an animated TV series that featured these adorable creatures.
Never heard of them.
I haven't either.
Popples.
And then laser tag. I feel like we've talked about this before. A game that involves shooting infrared beams at opponents. It became a hit in 86. It allowed children to engage in shooting each other. And now...
it's all fun.
The Americans continue with the shooting and shit. So, yeah, that got dark quick.
Dad, can I have a laser tag? Today. Dad, can I have a Magnum 45?
Right. So, that's that.
All right, that is... I'll smash you with my joke.
Okay. Well, before we do the jokes...
do you want to do the ears?
Yeah. So we've already pre-spun, yeah. Go on.
Pre-spun. And after many attempts, many duplicates...
Many duplicates.
We finally landed on 1990.
Oh, banging.
And 2011.
Slightly less banging.
So you want the 1990, don't you?
If you don't mind, like
research notes, you do the 90, I'll do the shit one again.
Okay.
Okay. What do you call an obnoxious reindeer?
Bellend.
Rude elf. I was a bit delayed.
Right. Mine's actually ChatGPT's come up trumps.
Oh my God, I've done the proper one for once.
Yeah. Why did the Christmas pudding turn red?
Don't know why, did he?
Because it saw the turkey dressing.
Hey, one that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Eat the change, you filthy animal.
Snow is lying on the ground, and in the air the sleigh bells sound. The frosty patterned window pane, it's British summertime again.
No, it's not! It's Christmas!
Yes, Christmas and old children wait for hoofbeats on the roof. But this year's stockings won't be filled. There's been a mighty goof. Yes, this year there's no peace on earth, nor food and gifts abundant. For Father Christmas has been sacked, and his gnomes are all redundant.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.